The program for Monday follows. Good morning. Welcome to Truth for the Day. It's really nice to have you this Monday morning, and I trust your day is getting off to a good start. A lot of people have found that they can get their work done better by making a list of things that need to be done. Not only does this make for certainty in getting the work done, it gives you more of a sense of accomplishment as the work is done. However, after the list is made, you must decide which things are the most important and are to be done first. If there's no priority, exercising self-discipline to do the harder things first usually is the best way to go about it. Otherwise, first things must come first, that being determined by importance and the urgency of the things that need to be done. Let's think about some situations and circumstances a minute now to just get a lesson across. All right, situation A. Number one, the refrigerator needs defrosting. Two, a picture is crooked on the wall. And three, the house is on fire. What should be done first? All right, here's situation B. Number one, you must go on a business trip. Two, the car must be packed. Three, you discover the gas tank is empty. And to complicate matters, four, you have a flat tire. What should be done first? And here's situation C. Number one, you must go to work. Two, you have to get up. And three, you need to put on your clothes. And four, you need to eat breakfast. What do you do first? Then again, what comes first and what's wrong in this little situation I'm going to talk about? One, you want to bake a cake. Two, you add all the ingredients except one. You forgot to add the eggs. And three, after it's baked, you crack the eggs and pour them on the top. Will this work? Has the end result been accomplished? Have you made the actual cake that you started out to bake? And what about this? One, you want to become a Christian. Two, you must trust in Jesus Christ. Three, you must repent of all your sins. Four, you must confess your faith. And five, you must be immersed into Christ for the remission of sins. But along the way, you don't do all of these things. One or more of the ingredients is left out. Have you actually become a Christian? Yes, there are certain things that by way of priority should come first. And there are other things that by way of necessity must come first. It's like the Lord Jesus said about the seed planted in the ground in Mark 4:28. For the earth bringeth forth fruit of herself, first the blade, then the ear, after that the full corn in the ear. And we can't get the baseball player home until we first get him on the base. And even before that, he must get up to bat. First things must come first. And in matters of religion and our relationship to the eternal God, it's interesting to notice that many scriptures emphasize there are certain things that must come first. These verses actually come right out and say this: first things come first and must come first if we're to get anywhere with God and to realize the salvation of our souls. In the scriptures that we wish to notice, we're going to be looking into, we will find that each one is full of a great vital truth in this respect. And I trust that we will heed these scriptures as we study them today, as we have studied them today and throughout this week and perhaps even further, considering this great subject, first things first. And this is one scripture to look forward to tomorrow. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. That's Matthew chapter 6, verse 33. In the Sermon on the Mount. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. We'll notice the scripture tomorrow. What great truths lie in store for us to examine. And I thank you for listening today.